stand by. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this IBM Storage Talk, TSM 6 Chalk Talk with Development, Reporting, Monitoring, and Admin Console Upgrade conference call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the call over to Ms. Trisha Jiang. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone, for joining today. This is the third program in our Chalk Talk series. Today, we'll be discussing the monitoring, the reporting, and the upgrades to the System Administrator Console and ISC. The flow of the call will be Cyrus Milchin will come on, and he will give a brief overview of the product, going through the slides that you all should have been able to download from either the Tivoli Talk site or from Partner World. After he's done with a short introduction, we will then open it up for questions from you all. Today, we have on our call two developers. We have Bill Kaminsky, who works with the system, the integration and usability of the administration centers, and has also been very involved in the designing of the reports. We also have Lee Miller, who is another developer who has been very active with the reporting and monitoring features. We do have another call next week at the same time, and that call will be covering the TSM 4 family. That will be on the new upgrades in TSM 6 for the database, the mail, and HSM products. Two weeks out, we have a TSM integrating with hardware Tivoli Talk call. These calls are being recorded, so if you have a colleague who'd like to listen to the replay, we will post them on both the Tivoli Talk site as well as the Partner World site. With that, I'd like to go ahead and turn it over to Cyrus Milchin.
Thank you, Trisha. Good morning and good afternoon, everybody. I just picked a couple of slides from the presentation that is available, as Trisha mentioned, on the distance learning site. It is a prerequisite that you have taken this class. Let me real quick jump on slide number two. Slide number two lays out our development goals that we had when we developed our TSM version 6 reporting and monitoring solution. One of the goals was that we can report not only on TSM version 6, but also on older versions of TSM Server, which basically includes version 5.3, 4, and 5. Another development goal was that since it is our strategic direction to continuously use the TSM Administration Center, that we wanted to integrate reporting and monitoring into the TSM Admin Center. Another goal was that we have a solution that's light enough to be installed to manage a single TSM server. In the same context, we also wanted a solution that's scalable enough to manage a farm of TSM servers. That's exactly what we achieved with this solution. You can monitor and report on a single TSM server, typically for a small customer, for an SMB-type customer, or you can also report and monitor on a TSM server farm. Another goal was that the solution is flexible and that it allows customers to define their own reports. Okay? We do deliver reports and monitors that come right out of the box. We deliver predefined reports and monitors, so you do not have to write your own reports. You can use the ones that we deliver, and they are customizable to a certain extent. Anyways, if you are very savvy in programming BERT, you can actually add your own reports into our existing solution. Another development tool was, of course, that this integrates with IBM Software Group initiative to integrate with existing reporting tools like TCR, and that it does integrate with monitoring tools like ITM, which is being used on a very broad basis at this point in time, Tivoli, but it will certainly be extended to other software crew products. Now, moving over to slide number three, basically what we recommend and under certain circumstances even a prerequisite is that you have to have an extra server for the TSM reporting and monitoring piece. The reason for this is basically resource consumption. So you might not like this, but the good news is, or the advantages are, that you can now have one server where you not only put reporting and monitoring on, but where you also can install the standard TSM administration center and not only monitor and report on your TSM server, but also manage them from a central point of control. So bad news is you got to have a server, but good news is now you can put the management piece also on that particular server. And you can manage not only one TSM server, but all of your TSM servers that are in your environment. The components that are being installed under the covers are basically ITM with TAP. There is an ITM agent, which also can sit on that server. There is the TSM Administration Center, and there is a DB2 instance. And optionally, there could be BERT in case you want to develop your own reports.
Cyrus, this is Bill. I want to make one more comment about this slide, if I may.
Sure.
BERT, the BERT that Cyrus has on this chart, I think is talking about the BERT report development environment. One of the items on this chart that I kind of see left out is the Tivoli Common Reporting portion of the solution, which includes the BERT report viewer. But if you want to develop your own reports, you will have to download and install the Eclipse BERT development environment, which I think is what you mean here, Cyrus.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks. Great. So slide four, I have a couple of frequently asked questions. How does the user see reporting and monitoring? First of all, I want to make an important point here. This solution is not only reporting. I know that in several announcements we were only talking about reporting, but it's not only providing reporting, it's also providing monitoring. And we have two graphical user interfaces for this, okay? So we have a graphical user interface for reporting, which is basically the TSM Admin Center. So it's completely integrated in our TSM Admin GUI, basically, okay? Now, the reporting graphical user interface is a different one that is basically a TEP, which allows us to, of course, only monitor TSM, but you can plug into ITM the other components that are available with ITM. So you can theoretically monitor not only TSM, you can also monitor other Tivoli products. You can also integrate the monitoring solution into an existing ITM installation. So it's very powerful. You can install monitoring without reporting, but not the other way around, since we use the ITM agent to actually collect the data from the TSM server. A very important point here is, and that's a selling point, that this solution does work with TSM 5.5. So you do not have to wait for your customers to upgrade to 6.1. You can actually deploy this today, and it does absolutely work with existing TSM 5.5 server installations.
Here's one more time. This is Bill. I do want to add a little bit more to that 5.x bullet there. It will work with 5.3 of TSM and above, but as we know, 5.3 is out of service, so it's not formally supported on 5.3 any longer, but past that it is.
Perfect. Technically, can it be installed on a TSM server? And the answer to that question is for version 5.5, yes. Technically, you could. We have it running in certain VMware images and lab environments, but we don't really recommend it simply because of the resource consumption of the individual components. For 6.1, we don't even support it, so you kind of have to have an extra machine to run reporting and monitoring. Is it all in one installation package? Yes. So I got a lot of questions around, you know, questions like, do I have to be savvy in ITM? Do I have to understand PEP? And I know that we all in storage are very new to ITM, TAP, and all those components. The beauty of this solution is you don't have to worry about this. It comes in an installation package. You click on setup, and the whole thing is being installed for you. So you do not have to worry about, you know, ITM, TAP, or you basically, it's all been done for you. So that's a very good power, that's a very good, you know, selling point here, which also helps us to deploy this quickly and easily in existing environments. Next question that we typically get, what about the old TSM operation reporting? This will be discontinued. So the solution we're talking about today is our strategic solution. A couple of questions about scheduling, and maybe Bill can later on comment on this a little bit more. Right now, we don't really have scheduling built into the product, but there might be a future direction about this.
Well, when you say scheduling, real quick, this is Lee Miller. Are you talking about the historical report scheduling?
Yes, that's typically the question that I receive.
Okay. Okay, because with the monitored portion, there's a great deal of configurability for setting up scheduling or intervals.
And also notification, correctly?
Yes.
Okay, this is a very good point, which is, again, we have not only, this is not only reporting. This is also real-time monitoring. So, you know, whenever you have a question or whenever you actually go to customer and sell this, you want to make the point that this is really very powerful and covers both things. It's not only reporting. It's really also monitoring. Okay, slide five. Now, do I need extra licenses? And decision was being made that we bundle this with TSM. So we do not extra charge for this. So, you have to have the TSM base or EE licenses, but the intention is that we at least in the version that we've announced that we do not charge extra licensing fees for this. Another question is, do I need to write my own monitors and reports? And the answer is no. We deliver pre-configured monitors and predefined reports that can be customized, but we give you the ability, if you're savvy in BERT, to develop your own. But I think at this point in time, the ones that are there, they're pretty powerful, and I think it's a mandate for us all to kind of get knowledge about the things that we have and then maybe later on think about developing our own.
Cirrus, sorry. This is Bill again. I mentioned this before the conference began, but I am in the process with Lee Miller of writing a white paper to assist our customers in developing their own reports. So, you know, stay tuned, and we will have a document that will go through that entire process. So, you know, it should be a document the user should just be able to pull off the TSM wiki and just start developing their own reports or modifying our reports. But we also recommend that they not modify our base reports, that they go ahead and copy the report so they don't, you know, do something negative to the report if something like that were to happen.
Okay. Next one, does it plug into an existing ITM installation? Yes, it can plug into an existing ITM installation. Of course, you know, there might be licensing requirements for ITM itself or for the other agents that you deploy here. Does it plug into an existing TSN Admin Center installation? Absolutely, but here again, if you have to free up a server machine for reporting and monitoring anyways, you know, it does make absolutely sense to also put the TSN Admin Center, the managing part, onto that exact same machine.
Well, basically, one quick note, when you say an existing Admin Center, there's only two places where you can get Admin Center. You either get it from the server install or the reporting install, and it is basically, it is the same code. So whether you install Admin Center from server or whether you install it from reporting, it's already there. I mean, you don't have to do any changes. You don't have to do any modifications. Reports will be there, the ones that we provide.
So it's very, 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 very simple to actually just, the only thing you have to do is create a server in the admin center, which is a 5-second task.
Yeah.
And then you can manage your server. Can I monitor and report on multiple TSM servers? This is a very important point. Yes, and the reporting is really built that each report that you generate, you basically specify the TSM server on which you want to report. So the data source, actually, which is a DB2 database, contains all the information of multiple, the information of multiple TSM servers, and when you create a report, you can actually specify the TSM server you want to report on. And I correct me if I'm wrong, I think you can even run those reports and report across multiple TSM servers.
Not in this first release. We are targeting that for a future release.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and with this having said, I want to turn it over to Bill for a couple of you know, additional comments, and then I would like to open it up for questions.
I really don't have anything more to say other than what I had originally said. We do have two white papers coming out. We have a white paper coming out very soon on performance tuning. As you can imagine, the reporting solution requiring to pull data out of TSM could possibly affect performance, and we want to make absolutely sure that customers tune it in such a way that they will not be affecting the TSM server at all for performance reasons. So I just finished a white paper, going to be sending it out for review today, in fact, and hopefully that'll be out on the wiki within a week or two. The other white paper I alluded to, Lee Miller and I are going to do work on this together, and that is how can the customer actually take an existing report, make changes to it, put it back into the reporting environment, or can the user just use BERT independent of Piblly Common Reporting to do their own ad hoc reporting whenever they like? And we're going to have a white paper to help the customer do that as well. One thing about the BERT environment is that the BERT is an open source tool which is based on Eclipse, and that is something that we did not provide the development environment, including Eclipse. We did not provide it on the TSM installed DVDs or media. So we do have in the documentation where you can go and find that to download it from the Eclipse website, and that's how you'll be having you and or your customers accessing that code.
There's something I also wanted to add. In the documentation, we'll provide which platforms that are supported for the server and which platforms are supported for the agent. But you can still monitor other platforms that are not in that list, for instance, Sun and HP, because you can actually have it installed, let's say, on a Windows or an AIX environment, the server code, and you can tell it to grab and pull the data from a Sun or HP box. So that will work in that setup.
And I think, Lee, what you're saying, and I want to applaud you for bringing that up, is that the data collection agent, which is part of this entire architecture, can exist either on the TSM server or on the ITM reporting / admin center server. We recommend that the agent exist on the TSM server, so some of that processing can be distributed across computers. However, as Lee said, if you want to monitor a TSM server which is not compatible with the reporting agent, and there aren't very many platforms where that is the case, but there are a few, as long as it's using TSM 5.3 or above, the agent can exist on the ITM / admin center computer and talk remotely to that TSM server. Is that correctly?
Yes.
So it's very flexible, but it's also, if you don't go slowly and you don't configure it correctly, it could be kind of complicated because it is so flexible.
Are we ready to take questions?
Yep.
OK. Okay, great. If you'd like to ask a question, you may signal by pressing star then one on your telephone keypad. If you are joining us on a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is disabled before you signal. Again, that's star one for questions, and we'll hear first from David Larimer with IBM.
Hey, Cyrus. Hey, everyone. Got a question on BERT. Is there any education or any how-tos to use BERT available?
Yes, actually, I used a book called The Field Guide Reference to BERT. Actually, if you just search on the word BERT and manual or book, I got it right off of Amazon. That helped me get going and started. And it's kind of a point and click, but the book kind of helped me understand because a lot of things are hidden. You know, it's like my kids playing their video games. There's always these hidden cookies, you know. So the book helped me find some of the unique stuff that existed. But other than that, that was the only information that existed out there. And then I was also fortunate enough to have an expert help me with the more complex stuff.
And if you go on the internet and you go to www.eclipse.org/BERT, B-I-R-T, it will take you directly to the BERT project homepage. And on that homepage is a tutorial, sample database, examples, frequently asked questions, as well as reference documents.
Beautiful. That's what I wanted.
Good.
Thank you much.
We'll take our next question from Al Koenig with IBM.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hi.
Hey, you made the comment that it's probably preferable to put the ITM agent right on the TSM server. And in an environment where you have multiple servers, I can certainly see that. In an environment where you just have one TSM server and one, like, monitoring reporting platform or box, does it really make a difference?
Actually, I'll tell you, I think it's a good idea in that case, and in fact, we even have it documented as such, that if you only have one or two servers, it probably would be preferable to put the agent on the ITM reporting / admin center server. If you're not too much worried about network bandwidth, but it doesn't matter. I mean, you have the same network impact no matter where you put the agent because the data does have to go to that reporting server. So, yeah, if you just want to stick it on the ITM server, that's not a bad idea because then you've only got one place that you've got to worry about maintaining that code.
Okay. And then I had another question as well. And I don't know if you're able to answer this, but, you know, with seeing the PowerPoint slides that Cyrus has here, if you know, a customer's moving to 6.1, it seems like the requirements to go to 6.1 are maybe a little more robust than what they were for prior levels of the TSM server. So I could envision a customer potentially bringing in a new piece of hardware to run the new TSM server on it. Would it be practical to maybe put this reporting monitoring capability on the old existing TSM server if they truly were going to move to a new piece of hardware?
I think I would agree with that, that idea. TSM, with its use of DB2, which is extensive, because we have replaced the old TSM proprietary database with DB2, and as we all are aware, DB2 is bigger, but also much more robust and configurable and expandable. If they want to get a new computer for that purpose, then, yeah, if they want to swap them, that wouldn't be a bad idea. The reporting server could definitely, I think, sit on a slower computer because I don't think the customer is so worried about the speed of reporting when compared to the speed of their TSM server. I think I'll get a unanimous vote on that one.
Okay. So a follow-up to that, as far as the database upgrade and getting the new server up on 6.1, could they live without, like, the admin center if they've always lived with the admin center? If you follow my question, I mean, you know, there's some customers that their command line not an issue, right? But other customers, command line's for them because they've pretty much lived their life with GUIs. So if they were to go that approach, something where one would need to the database upgrade onto like the new server, and then right after that's done around and install like ITM, ISC, and Admin Center.
Or
what's your thoughts on that?
This is absolutely supported, right? And I think I know where you're going with this. I mean, we have a lot of customers who are using third-party tools to administer TSM. I mean, that's just reality. They use whatever, ServerGraph, TSM Manager, Store Server, or whatever. So, I mean, they can absolutely keep those, assuming the third-party vendors upgrade their GUIs to TSM 6, because there are some administrative commands that have been changed. So they have to basically, third-party vendors have to upgrade their management graphical user interface, and they can, you know, continue to use that and just use that server for reporting and monitoring. They do not have to use the TSM Admin Center that comes with reporting for managing the TSM server. So it's absolutely optional.
Yeah, that wasn't really the question, but it was more along the lines of a customer who does use the TSM Admin Center and they're not command line proficient.
Okay.
Well, one thing about the TSM Admin Center for 6.1 is that they've added a command line helper type of a user interface, which will let them show the command that is about to be executed. So the Admin Center is there to help in that area, so they can be more command line proficient if they wish to be. But they've also added a number of wizards, as well as direct access to the command line within the Admin Center. So I'm not sure if that answers your question, but...
Yeah, that's good enough. Thank you.
We'll take our next question from Andy Ligas with IBM.
Hey, hi, guys. Hey, are there any screenshots of the reporting and monitoring available?
Oh, they're everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, screenshots in all of our presentations, we have tons of screenshots in there. I also recorded a screen cam, which goes through the monitors and the reports, which we have not posted yet because we had some issues posting this for partners, actually. But I mean, I promise you in the next couple of days, you will see a flash that gives you the link to this particular screen cam. We also have a remote lab that's currently running where you can actually configure and run reporting and monitoring. This lab started last Monday, and it's a worldwide and it's a remote login lab, so you would log in from home and just work on an existing VMware image where you can actually, you know, try reporting and monitoring. And if you want to sign up for this lab, we still have slots. The person to contact would be Ed Marino in Austin, and he can sign you up for this lab.
Okay. Thanks.
Our next question comes from Richard Landmesser with Mainline Information Systems.
Yeah, hi, good morning. I was looking at this diagram you got up here, I guess slide number 3, and you said that the TSM Admin Center is that comes with the monitoring software. Now, is that in addition to the ISC and the Admin Center that you're actually running with the TSM server?
It's all together.
It's all together. Okay.
So when you install the Admin Center, which will be a little checkbox on the installer, it will install the ISC. It'll be all included, the reports, the ISC, all the various things.
Okay, so when you say Admin Center, you mean ISC, Admin Center, and the works?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, for those of you that may not remember, or maybe all of you remember, is that it used to be where you had to install ISC by itself, excuse me, and then go and install the Admin Center. Well, Lee Miller has been crucial in this effort. He has taken that clumsy installation method, and he's put it all into one single install where it installs everything you need, and it also checks to see what you currently have installed and make sure that, you know, there's no incompatibilities.
Okay.
So instead of installing three different CDs or DVDs now, you just insert one and it goes.
So your recommendation is to load the TSM server on one physical server, then load the ISC admin center and the monitoring agents on another server.
Right.
Okay, cool. Could they be your Windows platforms?
Oh, yes.
Okay, what platforms does it support?
Lee, that's in the documentation, right? I don't want to misspeak
it. I can tell you from the top of my head, for the server, we support Windows 2000, 2003, both 32 and 64. And
and the server, the TSM server portion also supports 2008.
Okay, good. And the monitoring is 2008 also, right?
No.
No?
We have a limitation, and Lee, am I right on that?
Yeah, when you say the server, the ITM server won't, currently all the components don't install onto Windows 2008.
And for those of you that may not know, ITM is another IBM Tivoli product, and the version that we're using for reporting will not run on 2008 because our release dates, and I know this isn't so much your concern, but the reason we decided on that was the release dates of the newer ITM that will run on 2008 was not in line with TSM. So we would have had to have pushed our release date out further on 6.1, TSM 6.1, to meet that. And talking to sales and marketing, they didn't think that was so important as to get TSM out relatively on time.
Well,
but it is our intention to produce a version of ITM that will install on 2008 in the future.
We're getting concerned because the TSM 6.1 doesn't support backup sets, and it doesn't support this and that and the other thing that you have functionality in 5.5. And now you're telling me it doesn't support ITM in 2008. It's like, you know, it's like delivering a product that's half there. Is, you know what I mean?
No,
it's sort of frustrating.
I completely understand what you're saying. I don't want to make excuses for why, but that was the technical reasons why we had to do this for ITM. Now, backup sets, if I'm not mistaken, for TSM, those are going to be coming out relatively soon.
Next release, right?
Yeah. I don't know if it's in 6.2 or if it's actually a PTF. I could look into that.
Oh, that's okay. I can find it.
Okay.
I mean, keep in mind, this is an extra server. I mean, reporting, monitoring, for all practical purposes, goes on an extra server. And, you know, not having to have Windows 2008 on that server, I don't think that's an issue.
Okay, well, maybe not for you. But.
Well, for some it may, and for some it may not. But we do understand the frustration, and we're trying to line up the versions as well as we can for the majority of our customers. But, you know, we understand your frustration.
Now, the agent will install on 2008, the TSM agent and the admin center. And the problem that we're running into is with the ITM server. And what's not known and what we kind of – the customers don't have to understand is the ITM server is made up of a bunch of agents. You have the TEPS agent. You have the TEMS, the TDW, the Tivoli Data Warehouse, the Tivoli Monitoring Services, and all these different agents. The problem is that with ITM and 2008, not all of those agents that we require are supported on there. Now, a savvy ITM customer, which you can get very complex, they sometimes will distribute all these different agents all over many different machines. But for our configuration, we keep it on a single machine. The TDW, the TEMS, the TEPS, on a single machine when you do the install.
Cool. Yeah, I agree.
But you can get extremely complex installing ITM if you ever had the time and hair, because I lost some hair.
Well, one of the configurations which a very, very large enterprise customer might want to do is, for instance, what Lee was talking about, was installing Tivoli Data Warehouse on its own computer especially if they're monitoring, let's say, 40 or 50 TSM servers, so data collection can happen on that server. You can install the TEMS on another server, which is really the management console for the entire ITM thing, and then sit the enterprise portal server on another server, which is the data manipulation and collection portion of it. Again, ITM is extremely flexible, but at the same time, you can make it extremely complex if you don't really architect the way that you deploy all those servers. And in a situation like that where you think you want to expand in a method like that, we really would recommend you get a hold of IBM Tivoli to have us help you with that.
Okay, thanks.
Can you real quick comment on AIX and Linux? We just talked about Windows.
Okay. With the AIX, it has to be a 64-bit kernel, and currently we support 5.3. Once we can go to the next version of ITM, we can support AIX 6. With the Red Hat, we support Red Hat 32-bit for the server and all the Red Hat for, I guess, both the agent will support that. But I think it's just 32-bit on the Red Hat for the Intel. Is that correct, Bill?
I say that again, Lee. I'm sorry.
We support Red Hat 32-bit for the server, the Intel base. Or I guess, was it x86?
Yeah, but I think we also support 64-bit on Red Hat Linux.
We support the agent, but not the...
Oh, that's correct. That's correct. And there's actually... Is that operating system matrix, has that been documented within the...
Yeah, there's a tech note actually been created and out.
Okay, good.
And also I've put one on the, I guess, the ADSM listserv.
Okay, great.
Does that answer your question?
We're good, yeah.
We'll hear next from Daniel Rodriguez with IBM.
Hi. I would like to ask if it's possible to create reports comparing different TSM servers in the environment, and if it's possible, if we can replicate the difference from one TSM server to another.
To create the reports, the answer is yes. You could create those reports, sure. Once again, we don't have those particular reports in existence, but the data to do what you mentioned does exist. So basically, to create a report, you would have to have the BERT, Eclipse development environment, and it could be done. You would just have to have, a working knowledge of the format of the data, which is actually not too difficult to look at how the data is and create the proper queries to extract the data.
Okay. And there is a way to get reports from jobs launched by other tools like TWS. There's an integration between the reporting tool, and there's a possibility to integrate the reporting tool with other scheduling tools like TWS and other tools for scheduling, for example.
It would all depend on where that data is being stored.
And if the data is being stored on a data source that's...
DB2.
Yeah, then the answer would be yes. You would just have to architect the reports, and you'd have to look at the tables and see how they relate. But the answer is yes, you could do that.
Okay, and the last question, and it's possible, this monitoring solution is a high available solution that we can use, and how many TSM servers we can monitor using the one agent and one monitor engine?
Oh, that's a good question. If you install the TSM agent on each separate TSM server, ITM claims that there's a very high limit to the number of servers that ITM can monitor in that way. However, I believe there's a practical bandwidth limit that the ITM development team, I don't know if they're being as realistic. I would say one ITM server could probably easily manage 20 TSM servers as long as the agent is configured in such a way where all the agents don't try to talk to the ITM server at the same time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
So if you configure each TSM server let's say on a one-hour boundary to talk to the ITM server, then yes, I think that would work.
Another thing to note, we didn't set this up. We didn't take advantage of it. But there is also high availability set up into the ITM environment, meaning you could actually choose, like open up an agent and choose reconfigure, and you can choose different paths. Like if you have a machine with multiple internet cards, you can actually set it up that one is a primary and one is a secondary card in a high availability type environment.
Okay, like a mutual active cluster fashion environment, we can have multiple ITM servers, and if one fails, we can still monitor the thing using a second one?
Correct. We've stuck to the most basic setup, but these options for reconfigure do exist, and they are documented, in, not in our particular manual, but in the ITM user guide.
Oh, perfect. Thank you very much.
One thing I do want to add to what Lee said, he mentioned the ITM user's guide. We do not supply the ITM documentation with TSM 6.1. You can go out to the IBM website and look at all information on any product, so those documents are available on the Internet from IBM's website. The reason I bring that up is that we've had a number of customers ask us that question over the past few weeks.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, press star 1, and we'll hear next from Kai Uramo with ARS.
Hi, and good afternoon. While it's great to hear the large increase in functionality for reporting and monitoring, it's also causing us kind of a problem. I'm not working with IBM, but for an IBM business partner, and we have sold quite a number of TSM servers to small customers. And it's good business to provide ongoing service for such TSM servers. Now, so far we have used the current operational reporting system, and it's doing well for us. It's sufficient in functionality. Now, with TSM 6.1, this, well, would force me to tell the customers they need a second server just for the reporting and monitoring that we use to be alerted if there's any problem with their server. Are there plans to allow in maybe a next release or in a PTF to have the reporting monitoring server installed on the TSM server together with the TSM server? That means using the same DB2 instance?
Well, when reporting moves to DB2 9.5, and again, we're limited by what the ITM servers and the Tivoli data warehouse is using. As soon as that happens in an upcoming release, it might happen in 6.2. I'm not sure about that, but it is possible. Then it would be possible if a very small customer that has only one TSM server and maybe only 50 nodes or client nodes, I should say, that might actually be doable. But we have to be careful here that we don't tell a customer that they can do that when they're much too large to really practically do that. And you as a business partner employee, you, of course, would have the knowledge to make sure that they don't do that. But right now it's a version issue with DB2. ITM, I've actually tested ITM on a DB2 9.5 server, and I've been able to see no problems. However, we don't support it from a service point of view.
So it may be wise to wait for a while for the next release.
Well, maybe for your smallest customers, if that's what your biggest concern is, I don't think that would necessarily be a negative thing to do. But if the customer is going to grow their TSM environment, it might be better to make them, to set them up now with a separate server.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we have a problem with existing servers if they wait for some time still using TSM 5.5. But maybe it's kind of difficult to sell TSM to a new customer and then install outdated code for them. But we will see how we can handle this.
Mm-hmm.
The other question is, I have also seen that the current operational reporting will be discontinued and not supported with DSM 6.1. As far as I know this solution, I don't see why it shouldn't work with a DSM 6.1 server for just providing such simple information like database is getting short and there are errors in the activity log. Does it really not work with DSM 6.1
well,
or just not supported?
Well, one of the primary things that the TSM architecture and development teams wanted to do was make absolutely sure that the database schema and definition of all tables was held consistent between version 5.x and 6.x servers. However, because of the simple fact that DB2 handles a lot of its own metadata and management of its databases, and TSM's proprietary database, which was before 6.1, had to manage it, you know, itself in a different way, we could not make the schemas 100% compatible. We thought, I think we're probably at around 94% or so consistent across versions, but just because we moved to DB2, we couldn't. And now during testing between 5.x, testing between 5.x and 6.1, I personally found a large number of columns that were named in, you know, differently than in 6.1 than 5.x. So I was able to actually get the database developers to rename those columns to be more compatible. So we are very, very close to 100%, but we're not there. So operational reporting will not work on a number of tables because of that. Also, there were some administrator commands, API commands, which is not a published interface, but something that we use internal to TSM development to communicate with the server, had to be changed as well for the schema, for the new schema. And operational reporting used that ability of the administrator's API, which we use to talk to the servers. So with all that said, we had to make a decision. Did we want to completely pull support for operational reporting, or did we want to say, well, it'll work in these situations, but not others? And management decided to do the first option, because even if you do identify where it won't work, you'll still have some customers that'll try to do it that way, open up problem reports, and then we have a maintenance problem. So that was just a decision that was made. And I don't say I agree with it. I don't say I disagree with it, but I do understand there's some growing pains here.
Okay, I understand this. But, of course, in our situation, we as a business partner actually use the reporting tool until now for the purpose of being informed. It's not actually used for the customer. So it would not be a problem for us if it's not supported. But I understand you right that it's not just a matter of adjusting parts of the reports. I mean by just changing the query statements.
Well, it is more than just changing the query statements, because there are some changes that have occurred. With the way that you do a query on TSM is through what we call the administrator's user interface, and because there have been some changes in that and how it processes information, operational reporting would have had to have been changed substantially to support those. So that's why they decided not to do that, because we just didn't have the ability to do that with resources and everything like that. And the priority was, from a corporate standpoint, was to move to a common reporting solution, which ITM and Tivoli Common Reporting are, so we could integrate our product's reporting capabilities. So, again, I understand your question. I understand you're a little bit frustrated with it, but it was a business decision that had to be made based on all the parameters we had to work with.
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh.
And we'll take our next question from David Larimer with IBM.
Actually, my question was answered earlier. Thank you.
Once again, again, ladies and gentlemen, press star 1 to signal your questions. We'll pause for a moment to allow everyone an opportunity. We have no callers in the queue. I'd like to give everyone one final opportunity. Please press star 1 for your questions. It appears we have no further questions, Ms. Jiang. I'll turn the call back over to you for any closing or additional remarks.
Thanks again for joining today's call. Remember that we do have two more calls, one next week, which will be another Chalk Talk with the developers. Next week's topic will be on the TSM for database, TSM for mail, TSM for copy services, advanced copy services, and the HSM products. And then 2 weeks from now, we will have a TSM with hardware call, which will be great for the hardware folks who want to see how they can get extra hardware clothing sales with TSM 6. Once again, this call has been recorded, so please point your colleagues to the Tivoli Talk replays so they too can learn more about the reporting and monitoring topics. Thanks again.
And once again, that does conclude our conference. Thank you all for joining us today.